Have you ever wondered why the same relationship patterns keep repeating in your life? Why that initial spark gradually transforms into cycles of misunderstanding and emotional distance? Secure Love offers a revolutionary framework for understanding these patterns through attachment theory. This isn't just academic theory, it's practical wisdom that has transformed countless relationships, from Hollywood marriages to everyday partnerships. Most relationship conflicts aren't about surface issues like finances or chores, but stem from deeper attachment needs and fears that, once understood, can transform how we love. That argument about misplaced keys or unwashed dishes, it's rarely about the surface issue. When Jen snaps at Andrew about forgotten keys, what looks like a trivial complaint masks a fundamental human need, attachment security. Our brains are wired to seek secure attachment, the felt sense that we're loved, understood, and will be responded to when needed. When this security feels threatened, we instinctively react with protective behaviors that paradoxically push our partners away. How your parents responded to your emotional needs created templates for what you expect in relationships. Your developing brain learned what relationships are like and how to navigate them. Psychiatrist John Bowlby found that children need consistent caregiving to develop healthy relationship patterns. We're born with an attachment behavioral system that motivates us to seek closeness with attachment figures, a biological imperative that helped ancestors survive. When attachment is threatened, your body creates emotional distress to motivate repair, similar to how physical pain alerts you to injury. Your attachment style, formed in childhood and adapted through later relationships, determines how you manage needs and fears. In secure attachment, you feel confident your distress will receive a response. With anxious attachment, you struggle with separation and protest when your partner seems unresponsive, often through blame, clinging, or criticism to protect against abandonment fears. With avoidant attachment, you're disconnected from your emotions and attachment needs, making it difficult to understand your partner's emotional needs. You handle relationship stress through disconnection or excessive rationality. Disorganized attachment brings intense emotions, unstable moods, and contradictory behaviors that swing between seeking closeness and disengagement, often stemming from childhood trauma. Have you noticed how arguments with your partner follow predictable patterns? Anxious partners often criticize to seek closeness, while avoidant partners defend or retreat to maintain independence. These behaviors create destructive cycles. One partner raises concerns accusatorily, the other feels attacked and defends, the first feels invalidated and protests more strongly, and the second shuts down, damaging connection. In Marcus and Cassie's argument about countercrumbs, deeper attachment needs lie beneath the surface. Cassie feels uncared for when Marcus leaves crumbs, while Marcus feels unappreciated despite his efforts. A trigger occurs when your attachment system detects a threat. Your body experiences sensations, your brain interprets these as attachment threats, and vulnerable emotions emerge, often subconsciously. To avoid this pain, reactive feelings, commonly anger, drive protective actions. Anxious-avoidant pairings initially attract. Anxious partners feel wanted, avoidant partners feel successful when adored. But as negative cycles increase, this balance deteriorates. When couples learn to interrupt these cycles, they access vulnerabilities and communicate effectively, creating bonding cycles that build trust. Imagine a relationship where you consistently feel valued, seen, and appreciated. This attachment-friendly environment serves as preventative medicine against negative cycles. Partners view each other through an attachment lens rather than an enemy lens, seeing behaviors as attempts to communicate needs instead of attacks. Even destructive behaviors, like affairs, have attachment intentions, seeking to feel wanted and loved, albeit inappropriately. To establish this environment, we must evict shame using 6 strategies: empathy, feeling what your partner feels, validation, communicating that empathy, vulnerability, sharing authentic feelings, influence, allowing things to sink in, curiosity, replacing judgment with understanding, and tolerance, recognizing everyone gets overwhelmed sometimes. While couples face unique challenges, attachment issues generally fall into 4 categories: comfort, how partners soothe each other, connection, sharing emotional experiences, cooperation, functioning as a team, and conflict, managing disagreements. Understanding these four C's helps identify where to focus healing efforts. Speak from personal experience when raising concerns. I felt lonely at the party works better than you ignored me at the party. Your expression method significantly impacts reception. Include an attachment perspective to remind your partner you're not adversaries. You want closeness. Begin with appreciation before complaints to affirm their value. When trying new communication approaches, focus on improving your own communication rather than controlling outcomes. Aim for mutual understanding over complete agreement. Couples often argue about details instead of addressing underlying emotions like resentment, loneliness, and powerlessness that block emotional safety. Reframe listening as emotional support and an expression of love. Show you're truly listening by minimizing distractions, making eye contact, reflecting what you hear, validating concerns, and seeking to understand their feelings. The ability to repair ruptures distinguishes successful couples from unsuccessful ones. Full repairs build trust, reinforce attachment-friendly environments, minimize negative cycles, and create space for vulnerability and recommitment. True repair transcends simple apologies. It creates deeper understanding that builds resilience through genuine connection. When Alejandra and Ryan conflicted over houseplants, they discovered Ryan's sarcasm stemmed from childhood wounds of hearing his father's criticism in her words. Through vulnerability and sharing these deeper feelings, they reconnected. To repair effectively, know yourself first. Explore what meaning you made of your partner's actions, what physical sensations you experienced, what attachment needs felt unmet, what vulnerable feelings emerged, and how you responded. Deeper wounds, like affairs, require more intensive healing. The wounded partner needs space to share without blame, while the wounding partner must listen with empathy, understanding their partner's experience, reflecting back what they hear, and validating feelings. Trust is a felt sense of safety that emerges naturally when the right conditions exist. Couples who successfully work through injuries often develop deeper connections and personal growth. Perfect relationships don't exist. Success might better be measured by, have we grown enough to show there's hope? Growth follows a two steps forward, one step back pattern, with setbacks providing essential learning opportunities. When struggling despite your efforts, you have three options: maintain the status quo, continue working on your side of the relationship, or part ways. Even without equal investment from your partner, focusing on your own growth yields significant benefits: reduced conflict, lower stress, increased confidence, and greater self-trust. Secure love is less about what you feel and more about what you don't feel, like heated socks that prevent cold rather than create warmth. Success means improvement, fewer negative cycles, faster repairs, less escalation during conflicts, and deeper vulnerability during reconnection. The journey towards secure attachment is ongoing. By choosing vulnerability, you've opened yourself to real connection. Make security your goal without perfectionism. A good enough relationship where you feel safe, seen, and supported most of the time might be exactly what you've been seeking all along.